The National Health Insurance Scheme has reinstated the Legon Hospital after initial suspension for illegal charges. The Deputy Head of Corporate Affairs of the NHIS, Ahmed Okwami, told Radio Ghana that the hospital has been cautioned to desist from overcharging subscribers.
They have been suspended primarily for charging NHIS subscribers when they shouldn't have done that. Under the law, Act 650, all the service providers that we have contracted, the National Health Insurance Authority has contracted on behalf of the National Health Insurance Schemes, provide services to our subscribers, and we pay them. So they do not have to take any other fees from our subscribers. And this is very well known too for the University Hospital at Legon. But they ignored this instruction or this rule and then went ahead to charge extra fees as well as, you know, billing us for services. This came to our attention. We warned them. They refused and continued to charge extra fees. And that's the reason why they were suspended.
But Mr. Metokwami, the suspension will rather affect NHIS cardholders than the hospital. So what are you doing to put them back on track?
We have had correspondence with the hospital and the university authorities. They have agreed to operate within the regulations and therefore they have been reinstated. That was done on the 23rd of September. So I do not know the reason why this is now current being the issue. I can read the letter to you right now. It's in front of me.
Do that for me.
It says, we write in reference to our letter on the above subject dated 6th September and your subsequent response dated 12th September. We believe a solution can be found to the issue that led to the suspension of your hospital's accreditation. Accordingly, we are temporarily reinstating your hospital. We need, however, to emphasize that your facility is accredited as a primary hospital. We further wish to reiterate our advice to you to desist from charging NHIS members for services covered under the scheme. This letter was dated 23rd September 2011. So the issue has really being resolved as at now.
Do you have any sanctions for the authorities for violating the law?
The sanction is to withdraw our accreditation or to suspend you and make sure that you do the right thing before you are reinstated. And that was what was carried out.
Why do you think the hospital is still not functioning despite the fact that they've been reinstated?
The reason why the media reported this was that there was a program last Saturday in which some participants in the program alleged that it is the hospital which has suspended service to National Health Insurance Scheme subscribers, which was actually false information. That is what has led to this media interest.
Deputy Head of NHIS, Ahmed Okwami.